Hey.
This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is your final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show number 456. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. It's also provided by Cabbage, small business loans for the real world. Get quick access to working capital with a Cabbage line of credit. Well, regardless of your political leanings, I think we can all agree that Donald Trump is a brilliant branding expert. He knows how to drive a few targeted points home. What can you learn from political branding to benefit your business? Here to help is John Tantalo, PhD, who's a branding marketing expert. He's written numerous articles and have been published in major U.S. news organizations, which include FoxNews.com, The Washington Times, The Daily Caller, and Talkers Magazine. He's the author of a popular book called People Buy Brands, Not Companies. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry, for having me. This should be fun.
So do you agree that most people, whether they like Donald Trump or they hate him, still thinks he's brilliant at marketing and branding?
No. I think people I have a saying, you can't sell meat to vegans. And there are certain people, no matter what Trump does, will never accept his brand and will never accept anything that he does. And that's his secret, and that's the basis of all branding, which is, number one, you have to satisfy a need, and secondly, you have to know your target market. And this fellow, Mr. Trump, our president, whether or not you like him or not, knows how to do that. The problem is not everybody understands that, or will give him credit for that. That's a better way of explaining it.
See, because I think that he's – I mean, listen, I don't agree with his policies. I don't like the man. But I think that he is brilliant at marketing when he had that one message, make America great again. Or he puts one adjective in front of everybody's name that he doesn't like, crooked Hillary, you know, little this guy, crazy Marco, little Marco, whatever it is. And to me – people just want one thing to focus on, and when you think of Hillary Clinton, a lot of her opposition, oh yeah, she's crooked, she's cheating, whatever it is, and he's brilliant, effectively branding that. How can businesses do that better?
Well, first of all, you have to realize that the game has changed. It's not the we can't do business the way we did it even 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. And I remember doing some research for before writing an article for FoxNews.com, and I was looking into, I don't know if you or your listeners are familiar with a clout score, and I took a look at Hillary Clinton's clout score. And it wasn't bad. It was in its high 80s, and it's in the 99th percentile. But there were Republicans and other candidates who had better clout scores. And a clout score is your social media score. How, you know, at birth you're a zero. If you're President Obama, you're a 99. So, and she was in the 80s, which isn't bad. The point I'm making is that she wasn't really, or her campaign wasn't really with it in terms of these methods. And as in business, it's ABB, always be branding, always be looking at the new trend. What are people doing differently? I was talking to my grandson. I was out in Glendale, Arizona. And I go to Donovan, and I say, Donovan, do you want to go to the movies? And he says, no, the movies are boring. I want to go to YouTube and watch my shows on YouTube. I mean, that's where we're at, that things change. And people and businesses who don't understand that, and hey, politicians who don't understand that are going to be left behind. Here's something that none of my colleagues, my writing colleagues, get. They're in denial of this. branding and marketing is replacing messaging and communications as a way of getting elected. And Donald Trump has done that. I just met a journalist. I was at my favorite Italian restaurant in New York City, Bellotto's. Barry, you and I have to go when you're in New York. So I'm there, and I was taught, I don't want to give the journalist's name up, but you know her. And I made this point that, you know, the marketing and branding is replacing communications and messaging. And she said, you know, John, I'm afraid you're right. I mean, because,
but John, what does that mean? What does that mean, that branding and marketing are replacing messaging and communications?
Okay. In other words, you can say something that sounds wonderful. But if it doesn't resonate with a target market or with the voters that are going to make a decision as to who's going to vote for you, a la the Electoral College, so you may get more votes, but if you're not understanding the marketing the marketing process of how you get elected, then that's over. That's the point I'm making.
So for small businesses, how do you figure out whether your branding and marketing message will actually resonate with your customers?
Well, you ask them, and you do informal, what we call focus groups. So what happens is a customer comes in and you say, I haven't seen you in a while. What's going on? And then he says to you, yeah, you know, I've decided to go to McDonald's and get their cinnamon roll or whatever it is. You got to ask them that way. And then you can develop a questionnaire of no more than 5 to 10, and you get your customers on the phone and do a survey. The point is, you got to be asking. You have to be branding. ABB, always be branding.
But John, like during the 2016 election, all the polls were wrong. All the focus groups were wrong, right? They had Clinton way in the lead, and people were not saying that they were really going to vote for Trump. Do you think that polls or focus groups have any more relevance? Are people going to tell you what they think these days?
It probably depends on the product category. Politics has a high degree of lie factor, or what I call socially acceptable responses.
Right.
And it talks about, most people want to give their opinion unless they're afraid of being called a name, you know. And I think that's the key. What's the product category? But they will, in fact, tell you, what it is that you may or may not want to know. And you got nothing better, you know? I mean, you really got nothing better. Hey, if your sales are going down, what the heck are you going to do?
Well, I guess my question would be is, should people look at what the sentiment is on social media, since that is more, you can input that blind, right? You're protected. You don't have to say who you are when you're making your comments. Is that a better indicator these days?
It's called secondary research, and there's nothing wrong with that. In the old days, you would say, ooh, it's secondary research, you know? And that's what my degree is in. My degree is in applied research psychology, so I have an appreciation. The point I think you're making, and I'm making as well, is the importance of data, research, finding out, observing, observation, the first level in the scientific method, observation. And then you go to an experiment, or you do surveys to find out what it is, to verify whether or not the observation is in fact credible or not.
The last question I wanted to ask you, David, I really believe, since there's so much noise out there, your message, your branding marketing message has to be very simple, right? And Trump's message was very simple. We're going to make America great again, or Hillary is crooked, or Ted is crazy, or Bob Corker's little, whatever it is, the message is very simple. Is that important these days?
Oh, yeah. Look, Donald Trump communicates, okay? He resonates with a target market. And this drives the media crazy. They don't get it. But you know what? He's not their target market. Remember, you can't sell meat to vegans. They'll never vote for him.
Especially the vegans. So, John, this is great information. Where can people get in touch with you if they want more of this?
Oh, well, first of all, I do a blog on politicalvanguard.com, and those great folks under the tutelage of Tom Del Becero, who's the publisher, allows me to talk about politics from this branding and marketing lens. Huh? So that's where I say you go, and if you want, you can go to doc@johntantillo.com.
All right, and your Twitter handle is Marketing Doctor. John, thanks so much for your insight.
Oh, thank you, Barry.
This is AM 560. Bye-bye. This is AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roadways. The Dan Ryan, really the problem child right now. We'll start things off inbound at 35th. There's a stall in the center lane. That should be clear here shortly. Outbound, you are seeing a crash around with the curve at 28th. Then you're heavy from 83rd to 95th with road work. Give yourself 20 minutes down to 95th. Other than that, the rest of your roadways moving well. Traffic lights are not working at Lake and Walnut. Also, you are seeing some closures in place for construction. Including on the north side, where CTA Redline work closes Broadway, Wilson to Leland until 8 this evening. Same goes in the River North neighborhood, where Wabash is closed from Illinois to Kinsey, but that is actually for construction crane installation. Other than that, you're looking pretty good. We'll forecast for your Bears game. Rain and snow mix, then rain throughout the day with temperature of about 38 degrees, and nothing's going to move too much from now. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
There's a trend in Europe and is spread like a virus to American schools, banning best friends.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
Yeah, because it excludes other people. But I think you could have 4 to 5 best friends. But my limit's 5. What's your limit?
I don't have any friends. 5 best friends is your limit.
Mm-hmm. I have 5 best friends that protect me. I protect them. And we don't repeat each other's stuff, if you know what I mean.
That's a gang. Those aren't best friends.
Weekday mornings, starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, Bam, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is Bam, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moult and get a free copy of the book.
We discovered that my daughter was using drugs. We were really at a loss. We'd been told by so many people to kick her out, to use tough love. You can't take a one-size-fits-all approach to substance use disorders. They're all different. You are the only one that knows your child. It's a slow process. And although it hasn't been perfect, she's not using drugs anymore. We're really hopeful. We're all in recovery from this disease.
There's hope and help at drugfree.org. A message from Partnership for Drug-Free Kids.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you save $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the tap-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moults. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, how do you go from an idea that's in your head to raising money to manufacture the product of your dreams? Well, our next guest did just that. Mac Dreyfhout is an entrepreneur who first launched the original and patent-pending Backblade to tremendous success when the army of hairy back men out there realized it was an easy way to keep back hair under control. Matt, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's nice to be here.
I can't believe I just did an introduction that talked about men's hairy backs, but it is a problem for us, right?
Yeah, no, it is. It absolutely is. Now is the age of millennials, and where manscaping has become a phenomenon. 50 years ago, this problem really didn't exist, and we were looking at Burt Reynolds, and it wasn't a problem. It wasn't a thought. And this product wouldn't have worked. Today is a different story.
And so where did you come up with this idea? I assume you came up with this idea
right.
Because you have a hairy back and you didn't want to get it you don't want to get the hair ripped off of you like in that movie 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Yes, exactly. And to be honest with you, I actually thought of the idea quite some time ago before actually even acting on it. I was very young. I'm 40 now, and I was probably 16, 17 years old. I live in Chicago. I was on the north side of Chicago at a beach with about 20 friends, guys and girls. And a buddy of mine came up to me and he said, "Hey, bro, you got some back hair going on." And I had no idea. I mean, I often, I didn't spend too much time looking at my back. And so it was one of those things where I literally was just so incredibly embarrassed. I wanted to just jump in Lake Michigan and, pretend that scene didn't happen. But it's when I realized that this is an embarrassing problem. I went home, I took a traditional shaver, tried to reach every area of my back. And for years to come, I would let it go. And my wife would take care of it once in a while, but it was something that I wanted to get managed. And I had tried some other methods that just were very painful and expensive.
So at what point did you say, "I'm going to do this"?
So to be honest with you, there was a hard time for a lot of entrepreneurs back in 08, 09. And I've always been an entrepreneur. I've always had something going in the works. At 08, 09 was really, really tough for me, as low as you can get. And I started looking at niche problems, niche markets. I was reading some books. I was kind of in this phase of my life where I just knew that I had to make a pivot. I started looking to this particular market and I realized that, there's just, a lot of just the market itself, just it's kind of a quirky market, but at the same time, it's definitely there. And I realized that if I could create a brand that was solely strategically aimed towards the back hair, and obviously we create a lot of branding around it with the grill and such, those ideas started stemming out of a really, really low point in my life. And it just started building from there. We started selling online slowly. And it organically grew and grew. I didn't have tons of money to put in this. It was something where I was literally scraping, but I put everything that I made back into it over years. And it got to a point where now we're at the level that we're at.
So I'm visualizing this product that has like a huge handle. What does it look like?
It has a handle. Yeah, it has an S-shaped handle. The 2.0. So we originally started out selling our 1.0. Okay. And it's a very simplistic product because the back blade, capital back then was just non-existent. So the 2.0 is our newest shaver, which we just launched, as well as the 2.0 Elite, which has the bells, additional bells and whistles.
You got to have the Elite. If you're going to do it, you got to have the Elite.
Absolutely. The Elite has three blade cartridges that are held in place. The 2.0 has two. The Elite comes with a scrub sleeve, which is a unique sponge that attaches to the handle. But the handle itself, getting back to your question, was it's an S-shaped ergonomic, and essentially it's a handle that it's not a completely, clumsy and long, and it's geared and it's been designed to fit similar to an ergonomic back scratcher in an S shape. It wraps around your torso, and there's a method. We're actually teaching our audience the best practices on how to use it and how to actually shave your back. And they appreciate that. And so it is foldable, and it actually fits into a smaller package. And we're coming out with a travel case. And we had to do that for two reasons. One, people don't want a clumsy, super long handle. And two, retailers want smaller packages.
Of course. And it'd be hard for it to get through the TSA TSA security too, I'm sure. So
exactly.
you then went out and used a source of funding that a lot of folks do, which is crowdfunding, but you were much more successful than most people are because the average crowdfunding campaign raises like $10,000. You raised over $1 million. How'd you do it?
So the lead up to the idea for the crowdfunding, obviously we're not a new company. We've been in business for years. But what we were doing is we were really looking to we were getting a lot of feedback from our customers. We were listening to them, what they wanted changed. And so the crowdfunding was more or less for us to be able to reach out to those to our market that gives us a voice. You know, when you're selling online, a lot of times through certain platforms, it's hard to speak with them if you don't have as much control. This gave us a lot of control over communication to them. And then what also happened was is we were able to then take feedback from that, as well as we created a really public platform for the name Backblade by doing those crowdfunding campaigns. And since launching, you know, speaking with you, we've had a lot of other PR opportunities that have really kind of brought the brand Backblade into the limelight. And that was the goal from the very beginning. It wasn't to raise $1 million. It was just to get a little bit more exposure to the brand.
So I stress a lot on this show that you really have to know your customer and you have to target them. Who is the customer of the Backblade? Is it the man or is it the spouse of the man
Sure.
that doesn't want to look at the hairy back?
That's a great question. So it absolutely, the target is the man, and millennials are absolutely our number one priority. However, I will say that over the years, I can't tell you how many emails I've received from wives, girlfriends, significant others saying something to the effect of, I thank you so much for putting this product on the market. I've been looking for a product like this for my husband for years, and I can now, you know, he's fired me. I don't have to shave his back anymore. I don't have to, you know, shave it before we go out for a romantic dinner. And, you know, my life is just a little bit better because of the Backblade.
I got to tell you, I'm becoming very self-conscious here because, George, let me, George is our producer here. I'll make a confession that I've never been on the air. I actually have a very hairy back, right? So, you know, and George is holding up a sign and says, his wife actually uses Nair on his back. It doesn't bother me. Now, I've been thinking about shaving my front, so can I use the Backblade on my front?
Yep. Absolutely. And we have an instructional video that will show you the actual holder, which holds the blade cartridges on the shaver, can come off, and you can actually utilize that to shave the front, your front chest. It's very simple. But the instruction video will give you, you know, more instruction on how to do it. But we do recommend that you actually go ahead and trim it down prior to shaving it in the same way that you wouldn't go ahead and shave your beard with a razor.
It gets hard. Yeah, it gets hard. So will new product developments for the Backblade really including something to give the guy a Brazilian bikini wax?
No, some new products that were actually in development is we're in the same way that we allow our customers to reach their backs when shaving, we're also going to allow them to do the same thing with some post-shave balms, which we actually coined Back Balm. As well as some sunscreen options. And then furthermore, we're going to be coming out with a smaller sized shaver, like your traditional size shaver, that will attach to the Backblade shaver. And if customers prefer to actually shave, you know, their neckline or some of the other smaller areas that don't require such a big blade.
You know, I kid with you, but I think it's brilliant because you need to have a product that actually solves a pain, and this definitely solves a pain in a lot of men. So congratulations on your success. Matt, where can people get in touch with you if they want to buy a Backblade and if they want to learn more about your success?
Sure, and thank you for those comments. They can find us at www.backblade.com, and you can find all the options on the website. If there's any questions, you can contact us through the website as well, and we'd be happy to take care of anybody out there that's got any questions about anything related to our product line.
And I just want to make sure we have Backblade spelled right. It's BAKBLADE.com. There's no C in Backblade, right?
That's correct. BAKBLADE.com. And thanks for being. I really appreciate being on the show.
Matt, thanks so much. We'll be right back after George and I shave each other's backs. This is AM 560, The Answer.
Larry Elder is continually dumbfounded by the media.
The Harvey Weinstein scandal is now being used by the left to say, well, Donald Trump did the same thing. So we've elected Donald Trump. We've done Harvey Weinstein. The issue is really, really, really not just what's going on in Hollywood. The issue is, well, Donald Trump.
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Jay Sekulow at 9 on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. President Trump has arrived in the Philippines. He'll attend the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Conference and meet with sometimes controversial Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte.
Duterte added to his outrageous claims Friday when, during a speech in Vietnam, he claimed to have killed someone when he was 16 years old. A spokesman said his remarks were in jest. President Trump's rendezvous with President Duterte comes as he winds up a 12-day trip to Asia.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Memorial services today in a small Texas town where 26 people were gunned down a week ago.
Hundreds of people have been coming out here to the memorial on the church property. The cemetery in Sutherland Springs is literally just up the road, just beyond the church.
Fox's Casey Stigall. The service to be held outside in a baseball park to allow more people to attend. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Kanika Lee taking a look at traffic. The CTA's red line is at a standstill at Jarvis because of police activity. In Hanover Park on Lake and Walnut, the traffic lights are not working because of an earlier accident. In Elgin, on Kimball and Center, there is a crash. And on the expressway headed out on the Dan Bryan, it is crawling from 83rd to 95th because construction has only the far left lane open until 8 a.m. So it's 22 minutes from downtown to 95th. Inbound, that's wide open and clear. It's 15 minutes from 95th to downtown. The rest of the expressways and tollways are looking great. In the weather, it's 38 degrees with a high of 42 and a low of 31 with rain and the chance of snow. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out barrymoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I have been on these supplements from Balance of Nature for a couple of years now. And prior to that, I used other supplements. They did nothing for me. This has been absolutely wonderful. I have never felt so good, and I have felt so much better health-wise. My cholesterol's down. All my numbers are down. And it's been great. So I highly recommend Balance of Nature.
What are you waiting for? Good health is only a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code Chicago. That's promo code Chicago. Balance of Nature. Order today.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, it's very common these days for a small business owner to seek additional cash as they grow their business. But once you run out of money and the bank has turned you down, where do you go? Well, new possibilities are actually opening up through new internet services. Ian Brown has run onlyinboards.com since he started the site in 2007, and he's one success story. Ian, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, so first, provide kind of a overview of your business. What do you do? How many employees you have?
Sure. Well, it's just me. I run the business by myself, and there's two parts of the business. We run a classified site for ski and wakeboard specific boats, similar to Boat Trader, and we also sell accessories for those boats, like towers and tower speakers, things like that.
And how do you do this selling?
It's all done through a website. It's all done online. I talk to a lot of people on a daily basis, help them figure out what they need for their boats. You know, a lot of these boats have really product-specific things that they need. So, it's done online and over the phone.
You know, I always say, like in my first book, you got to be crazy to start your own business. What made you do this?
Well, I actually was in another business before this, but while I was in that business, I was looking for a boat to buy for myself, and the process of finding an inboard boat was a major hassle. So I decided it's kind of a side gig that I was going to create this website and make it easier to find inboard boats for sale. And it kind of just took off a little bit. So that's what I ended up doing full time.
And who are most of your customers?
My customers are from all over the country and really all over the world, but they're water sports enthusiasts, people who like wakeboarding, water skiing, kneeboarding, tubing, and use inboard boats to do it. I mean, pretty much, anybody that fits that category.
So how did you finance in the startup of this business?
Well, the startup of this business I actually did on my own. That was, like I said, I think back in 2007. And it didn't take much to start.
And how much did you start with?
I couldn't even tell you. Maybe $20,000, to get the site going. And, I had another revenue stream coming at the time. It wasn't my, sole job at that time. It didn't take much. I mean, it was a pretty basic site. It wasn't anything exceptional when I first started it. Throughout the years, you have to reinvest in the business and reinvest and make the site look better. And, that does take a lot of additional capital.
And what kind of capital needs did you have as the site grew?
A lot of the needs would come from inventory. We do sell accessories. A lot of the stuff we drop ship, but by purchasing the inventory, a lot of times you'll get a much better deal on it. I'm sure that's standard across pretty much all industries. But another thing would be for site upgrades and development. You have to constantly upgrade the features, upgrade the way it looks. And a lot of time those are the kind of things you're not going to see an immediate return on. It's kind of a long-term investment. And, so getting the capital for that sometimes can be, it's hard to stomach without having a source that's easy to get it.
So where'd you look for additional capital and what were the results?
I looked at, really, honestly, I looked at Cabbage. I mean, I didn't really look many other places. After researching and looking for some reviews, the great thing about them was they would get you the money incredibly fast. I mean, that was the big thing for me. I mean, if I had a deadline for invoices for some inventory, or I had a new project that I wanted to develop, or a new part of the site I wanted to develop, I mean, I could get the money in, you know, it seemed like 24 to 48 hours.
Wow.
And, you know, and then it's not, another thing that I personally like about it is it's not some long-term payoff. I mean, you're paying it off in a short amount of time. So it's, you know, it makes it, you know, it's easy to get the money, and it's not like you're carrying the debt for a really long time.
And what is, how much money can you get? What is it based on?
Mine was based on your annual sales, basically through your merchant account. So they hook right into your PayPal or your merchanting system, and they'll look at the numbers, and then they'll determine what, you know, level of funding you can get. So, I mean, I don't know how they do it for everybody, but I assume that's how that's done. And, you know, then they'll determine what number, you know, you're approved for. And I think it goes up to, you know, well over 100,000.
So in the last minute we have, what has been able to get the capital you need from Cabbage? What has it meant to your business?
It's actually been it's been a lifesaver for us a couple of times. You know, I've been able to purchase items, you know, inventory items that were on sale that I would be getting at half off and that I would easily sell during the season, especially during this off season, which for me is right now. You know, a lot of my suppliers will be selling off their inventory at dirt cheap, and, you know, being able to take advantage of that and double my profits on these products, you know, is a big deal. So being able to get this cash really quickly in order to, you know, turn a much larger profit this season is very helpful.
Well, you know, thanks for being on the show. If you want to get in touch with Ian, learn more about Success Story with Cabbage, you can go to www.onlyinboards.com. Ian, thanks so much.
You betcha.
This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Keep an eye on your roadways. In Hanover Park, traffic lights still not working in Lake and Walnut until further notice. Also on the north side, CTA Red Line work shuts down Broadway, Wilson to Leland. And in the River North neighborhood, you're seeing Wabash close to Illinois to Kinsey for construction crane installation. Both of those projects should wrap up around 8 this evening. Now, the only delay we're seeing on the expressways is outbound of the Dan Ryan. Pretty heavy from 83rd to 95th with overnight road work, only opening one lane. And that's going to remain that way until about 8 this morning. It's a 22-minute trek from downtown to 95th. Other than that, the rest of your roadways are looking good. Expect additional traffic on the Stevenson and Lakeshore Drive later on this morning as the Bears are playing the Green Bay Packers at noon. And for that game, it's going to be about what you see right now. Damp, cold, 36 at O'Hare, 38 Midway, and the lakefront. That's going to be your temperature with rain moving in later on. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, people always say that failure is necessary for success. But is it, or is it just a story that we tell ourselves when we fail to make ourselves feel better? Here to sort it out is Mike Alden, who's the founder and CEO of Blue Vase Marketing, a multi-million dollar direct response company capable of creating strategic marketing roadmaps for products and services. Blue Vase has earned the prestigious ranking for 3 consecutive years as an Inc. magazine 500/5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America. Mike's the best-selling author of Ask More, Get More, and 5% More. In his latest book, which actually comes out this week, it's called Blueprint to Business. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
So I'm always amazed about how entrepreneurs and small business owners approach failure, and it's almost like it's failure porn. When people are very successful, then they roll out their failures of how much they've overcome. Are obstacles important for success?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and I think you know, an obstacle, if you look at it from the right perspective, it's certainly something that almost gives you an unfair advantage. You know, I had the opportunity to sit down with Les Brown, and I kind of almost asked him the same question. I said, man, why is it always so hard? And I'm always, you know, falling down in the struggles and constant obstacles and other things that people will call a failure. And I'll tell you how I define failure in a little bit. But he said to me, he said, Mike, it's the struggle that creates life. And it really kind of hit me hard. I was like, wow, that makes so much sense. So when you start out kind of the way I started out in life, I mean, I literally started out in utero, you know, with the doctors telling my mother that not to expect anything out of me. And so, you know, when you're kind of born with that almost chip on your shoulder, or when you're born with the fact that, hey, it can only go up from here, I think it's an unfair advantage.
It's interesting that, but I mean, I really believe that failure is not good or bad. It just is. It's going to happen. When it does happen, have a pity party, cheer the darkness. But somewhere along the line, you have to let it go and move on. I find too many people, hold on to their failures, waiting for something to learn. And for me, a lot of times, Mike, there isn't always something to learn right now. So it's important to let go. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. And again, when I look at failure, you know, I tell people, look, I've never failed at anything in my life. And they say, Mike, how is that possible? You didn't pass the bar exam the first time. You know, you're divorced. You know, you declared bankruptcy. You've had multiple, what I like to call temporary defeats, right? I learned that from Zig Ziglar. When I look at things like from that perspective, it actually makes it a lot easier. And you're right. You know, when you're going through something right now and it hurts and you got beat up in business and you lost money, or you're a personal relationship fell apart, or whatever it is, it's very difficult to look at it right then and there and say, oh, well, there's going to be a great thing that's going to come out of this. But 10 times out of 10, usually something does come out of it. You just need to step back and, like you said, let it happen and move forward. And don't dwell on it. You know, like in the diet industry, we always see people when they go on diets and then they fall off the wagon, and then they say that's it, right? So they've been following this diet for a week or so, and then they just, you know, the next day they have cake and ice cream and whatever, and they say, you know what, forget it. I'm just going to keep doing it. When you fall off, you know, it's a classic scenario. When you fall off, just get back on. That's okay. We always suffer temporary defeats. That's just life. That's the way it is. And when you understand that, it's a lot easier to move forward in life.
So how do you, Mike, because I think this is the most difficult part, is how do you move on when you're in the middle of that? Because I think that's a challenge for a lot of small business owners.
Yeah, you know, and it's difficult, especially when, you know, you have a type A personality or you fall in love with stuff. See, I'm a classic entrepreneur. Well, I fall in love with like a business idea or an actual business. And sometimes it's very, very difficult to actually step back, have that self-awareness and say to yourself, you know what, it's just not working. So I look at things like, hey, it's not a failure. Say, look, it's just not working right now. And I talk a lot about that in all my books. Like, look, I had this one business and, you know, and it didn't work and I loved it so much. But I was so blinded by the fact that I loved it so much that I continued to push it and keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it because I was so afraid of how other people would perceive me, and they would perceive me as a failure, that I was blinded by the fact that it's just not going to work today. It might not work today, but it could probably work tomorrow. So sometimes you got to step back and say, all right, let's put it aside, let's move forward, and let's do something that's more productive.
And what I always say is that go do something, anything, even if you have to volunteer in an organization where you feel worthwhile, or if you have to, you can help a friend, at least you get out of this this cascading self-pity and start to feel good about yourself. Because what I have found is that when I feel good about myself, good things happen.
Yeah, and again, it comes down to like those basic things that you and I have learned, and I learned them in my late 20s, and when I first started reading books in the whole self-help world, and I didn't believe in any of this, you know, the power of positive thinking, and my first great book that I read was The Magic of Thinking Big, and when I started to really understand that this stuff works, that you control your thoughts don't control you, and when you start to really understand, and here's the thing about it. Look, I'm not unrealistic. In fact, that's the one of the big parts about Blueprint to Business. You are going to wake up one day and not feel good. That's right. Okay. You know what I mean? And you're gonna have a string of days that just aren't gonna work. In fact, I was just talking to one of my VPs. I'm a very honest and candid guy. And I was telling him, I said, Jason, I said, when is it gonna get easier, man? Like everything we're doing, we have this new business we launched, and it's like every day I feel like something is hitting us. And I said, sometimes I feel like, you know, the world is just against me, and that's life. But when you say to it, when you understand that, like, okay, I know it's happening, I know it's going to happen, and you just kind of work through it, it does get a lot easier. But, you know, don't also be blind by the fact that it's not going to be hard, because it is. And there are going to be days when you wake up just like I do, where I want to curl up in my basement and just watch TV and do nothing all day long. But then when you think about how non-productive that is and how difficult it is, it doesn't make sense.
Well, Mike, thanks so much for your advice. If you want to get in touch with Mike, you can go to Twitter at MikeAlden2012. Mike, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
This is AM560 The Answer. We're going to be right back.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
What is us?
Us is a foundation.
Us is the future.
Us is a bond.
But right now, that bond is frayed.
And we need a place that could make it whole.
From diabetes prevention to safety around water.
The Y fills the gaps.
And bridges our divide.
But they can't do it without us.
Donate today.
Because where there's a Y, there's an us.
Read by members of the Y.
The Y, for a better us.
One size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to helixsleep.com, take our two-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try it for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Well, many small businesses get started because the entrepreneur had a problem they wanted fixed. My next guest did just that. Mukja Eltajani started making her own hair products in college when she finally became fed up with the commercial products on the market for curly hair, all of which contained chemicals and toxins that were damaging her hair. She committed to using only the fresh and natural ingredients in her hair and shared her journey and products with a large community of black women via her YouTube channel. Mukja, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing good. What made you think, what gave you the courage, even though you had this problem, to say, all right, maybe I'll sell it to other people?
Yeah. So I was just sharing my story on YouTube, and I would share my recipes, and a lot of my subscribers would just say they didn't have time to make these fresh products that I was making, and they wish someone would just sell it. And so I saw in the market that there was no one creating fresh fruit hair products like I was making. And so I decided to fill that gap in the market, and I made a crowdfunding campaign selling these hypothetical products. And we sold about $10,000
wow.
of products that didn't exist. And so then we went ahead and formulated the products and got the packaging and shipped it to customers. So it was really more of their demand versus me starting it before the demand.
Because this industry is historically very difficult to sell hair products in the marketplace. But now, is it a little bit easier because you can go directly to the consumer? You don't have to go through the retailer?
Yes, e-commerce has been growing these past couple of years, and it's really great for small businesses because you can tell your own story and reach the customer directly through social media specifically. And it's really changed the game for businesses, and these larger companies have to compete with these smaller companies that are usually more authentic and transparent with their products. So you can see how e-commerce is just changing the industry in general.
So tell us what stage you're at now as far as how sales are going for your business, and have you expanded beyond it just being you?
Yeah, so it's a full-time job for me as well as three other people in our company. So we're a team of four, and we have some subcontract workers and part-time workers. But we ship all of our products from Cleveland, Ohio, throughout the United States and Canada. And we have thousands of members with varying curl types.
Well, Mukja, I appreciate you being on the show. If people want to get in touch with you, watch your YouTube videos, get your products, what can they do?
Sure. They can go on our website, naturalclub.com. So we're natural with the extra L, club.com. And reach us at hello@naturalclub.com, and you can reach me directly or any of our team members. And just for your show too, if they have the word natural 17, they get 17% off of their order.
Oh, I like that. Mukja, thanks so much for being on the show.
For
and I want to thank
yeah.
I want to thank everyone else for joining us this week's radio show. I want to thank our sponsors, Nextiva and Cabbage. I also want to thank our staff, especially our booking producer, Sarah Schaffrin, our in-studio producer, our guest in-studio producer, George Hoffman, and our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you are serious about being more successful this year, and I know you are, you got to give me a call so I can help you on my private business line. I've set it up. It's 773-837-8250, or you can text me, or you can email me at barry@moltz.com, moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you finally get your small business unstuck? Isn't this the year that you finally make the money you deserve? Isn't that why you got in the business, for that financial independence? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
Can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Got your head in the IT.